Thank you very much for your attention. Our last presenter is Hidenori from GSI Japan. He will introduce design and development of UN Vector Tile Toolkit. Please welcome him with big hands.
Okay, yes. Thank you, Hegyeom. So I would like to talk about UN Vector Tile Toolkit Day. And yes, my name is Hidenori Fujimura, and I'm working in the Geospatial Information Authority of Japan now. And yes, regarding the co-author, actually, I'm not alone. We are actually 10 co-authors. So regarding the co-authors, please refer to our papers. Yes, we are actually from United Nations, National Mapping Agency, and National Research Institute, and also private companies. We are joining together to solve the problem of vector tile toolkit in public organizations. Okay. Yes. So at first, I would like to share our vision. The thing is this. Yes, we are thinking about what if the public organization base maps are responsible, like in video games. Then, yes, we have more active application, or if there is some limited environment, we will have some opportunity to make the offline map. So such kind of thing is what we are seeking. And yes, I would like to say public organization also deserves the best web map technology. And yes, open source is a kind of a method to unite the forces of public organizations, because otherwise it is a little bit difficult for public organization to join forces. So yes, our product is actually twofold. One thing is the software itself called UN Vector Tile Toolkit. This is to support especially public organizations to produce or host or optimize vector tiles and style vector tiles. And the another big product is actually the network of developers and operators, because yes, we can share the problems and we can share the actual solutions. So at first, I would like to talk about the software itself. But actually, the software itself is not so very new, because we are using existing open source software. We have already several very good software to produce vector tiles. But the problem is it is a little bit too hard for public organization to make use of these existing software. So actually, we are using this kind of existing software. Tipicanu or Maputonic or Vector Tile Optimizer developed by Isaac from Spain. So we are using this kind of very excellent software. And the problem is how we can make use of this software inside the public organizations. And yes, in public organization, there is actually many different format, different data. So the challenge is how we can work with diverse software, diverse data and large data. So we need to work with gigabytes or tens of gigabytes of data to produce our base map. And yes, this is more technology-oriented things, but we try to stick on to stream-based computing model. By using the stream-based computing model, we can easily mix or fix or handle the streams concurrently so that we have more freedom to optimize the processing to produce the vector tiles. And we stick to use the GeoJSON text sequence format as a kind of wire format to connect these existing software. And yes, this is major achievement from our software. So the biggest thing is that we could produce vector tiles of the globe from UN internal PostGIS base map data and using only single MacBook Pro. And yes, maybe I need to explain what is a UN base map. UN base map is, yes, in this case, 90% is actually the OSM data, and other 10% is land use data or other POI data. So I would say maybe this is a little bit more from OSM data. So it's about 50 gigabytes covering the globe if we use the PBF format. And the another thing is the interoperability. If we use single vector tiles, if the vector tile is used by only one single application, it is not so useful. But we think that single vector tile should be used by different applications. So we developed some interoperability layer so that we can use these vector tiles from open layers or other commercial libraries. But today, yes, I would like to focus on this, the first thing, production of vector tiles in 80 hours. Why 80 hours? The speed is important because we need continuous update. We are managing the base map data, and the base map data are updated daily. So we need to make the automatic and the continuous update of our base map. And in the public organization, it is not so easy to get plenty of computing infrastructure. So we need to reduce the amount of computing infrastructure we need to use. So efficiency is very important for our project. And yes, I would like to share three measures I take to make the 80 hours update possible. First one is very classic one. We divide and rule the data set. Main data set is around 50 gigabyte, but yes, handling 100 streams of 1 gigabyte is very easy by using the computer of current generation. But yes, single 100 gigabyte stream or 10,000 10 megabyte stream is a little bit harder to handle. So we choose the Zoom Level 6 module as a basic module to produce the vector tiles, and so that we can produce these modules in parallel or in concurrent manner, so that we can make use of the resource for I/O or CPU efficiently. So if one task is working on maybe exporting, importing, task is working on creating vector tiles, computing. So we can use both I/O and the CPU concurrently. And yes, another thing is also a very heuristic one. So if we see the Earth, the 70% of the Earth is actually ocean. And we choose that this module is maybe hundreds of kilometers per hundreds of kilometers. But we actually checked the data content itself, and actually it's more than 1,600 modules are actually empty in OSM data. So we just simply skipped these 40% of the modules so that we can concentrate on the 60% of the modules. So, and this is the last one. So when we create the vector tiles for each module, we extract data for these modules from the Planet OSM data. But scanning Planet OSM data is a very expensive one. So we make a kind of meta module to make the extraction process fewer. So we choose to create 12 modules, and actually in the case of OSM data, OSM data is about 50 gigabytes, but this small area, number 4 and number 5, takes about 10 gigabytes. So world is not so equal in the case of OSM data. So we carefully choose this meta module, which is around 10 gigabytes, so that we can reduce the number of scanning the Planet OSM data. So this makes this possible. So we created vector tiles covering whole the globe within 79 hours and 22 minutes. So yes, I was successful to make it possible. And 80 hours in one PC, with one PC means maybe if we have 10 instances, then it will take just 8 hours. So daily update will be possible, I think. And yes, I would like to talk about the network of developers and operators. Actually, yes, as of now, we are a team of developers and service operators from United Nations and the National Mapping Agency and yes, OSJOJP and yes, National Research Institute for Agriculture and yes, from August, yes, one engineer from Mapbox joined this voluntary initiative. So yes, we are actually very diverse team to create this effort. And we are sticking to tackling common problems because we would like to make it open source project. So we carefully choose very common problems like this. And also we are facing these new problems we need to take care of. So regarding the first two things, yes, there is some software to make vector tiles, but we need to share the actual know-how to produce the actual vector tiles. And another thing is the interoperability. Someone says vector tile is useful, but maybe it will not work with my software. So this kind of fear, we have to solve it. And yes, United Nations Secretariat and GSI, National Mapping Organization of Japan, shares a lot of knowledge. And actually, yes, we have produced the vector tile of United Nations Secretariat, but from National Mapping Agency of Japan, we started vector tiles from the end of July. So yes, the classic topography map is now in Mapbox vector tile specification, and we are doing some kind of experiment with these new services. And this knowledge will be shared within these teams, and so that we can contribute to the better UN operations. So this is the way we can go. And yes, another thing is that it is still too hard to share how to use this software. So I mean, we need to have less steep learning curve. And the most difficult thing is how we can prepare the infrastructure or OS or compiler or this kind of thing. So we introduced some Docker environment so that we can start from the working environment. And it will work with even with Raspberry Pi so that we can have more opportunity for technology transfer or demo or maybe hands-on. And yes, this hands-on material will be ready in the middle of September in Phosphor-G Niigata. And yes, we are trying to expand this initiative by making use of some events we have. So as a mapping agency, we have some opportunity for UN conferences like UNGGIM, and we have some Asian Pacific chapter or yes, a working group on disasters. So making use of this opportunity, we would like to share this kind of new technology for the use in public organizations. Okay, thank you so much.
So thank you. It's very interesting, I think also useful. My question is because you didn't speak about the license. So which is the license you will make available this software?
Yes, as far as I know, for example, Tippecanoe or yes, this kind of existing open source software is of course open source license like MIT or something. And what we have developed is now under unlicensed. That is a little bit less than the open source license. But maybe if it is necessary to work on the OSJO incubation process, maybe we need to a kind of upgrade to MIT license or something. In National Mapping Agency, we have some experience to work with PSD license or such kind of license. So we will be ready to provide a proper license.
Thank you. Okay, first.
How do you control?
Okay.
How do you control the data quality coming from OSM? Because one thing is like, yeah, you can easily make tiles, but there's also a lot of areas
where
that is not mapped. And how do you make sure that the users actually know that, okay, all these buildings are not mapped?
Okay, thank you so much. So, yes, we are working as a kind of open source initiative called UN OpenJS Initiative. And yes, there is other working group working on the data quality issues. And actually, my project is focusing on the production of the vector tile data. So we are concentrating on the process. So maybe the answer is that things must be processed outside this project.
Maybe I can answer that. We actually had some presentation about the Yeah, I'm chief of the UNGIS, and we are working very closely all together. But there is another initiative, as a One Map initiative, and also we have our GIS center in Italy as a big, you know, center. We have a lot of good experts, so they are continuously improving, and then also contributing to the OSM data as well as that the real operation data and so on and so forth. So we like to build a more good mechanism, how we can actually build a more good quality of the data in general to be used by the public consumption.
Okay, and
and if you are interested on that activity, we call it One Map. So there, Diego Gonzalez from the UNGSS is here. Yeah, so you can call him and talk much more. Yeah. Is there something, you know, Diego, you'd like to mention?
It looks like all of us are working for the UN almost, except a couple of so in Brindisi, we are also working on the data part. We are actually creating what we call now the UN street map, which is really the equivalent to OpenStreetMap, plus what Hidenori mentioned with this 10% of UN data. And the reason is because we cannot use, obviously, OpenStreetMap as such for a UN mapping applications. We cannot rely on OpenStreetMap for spelling of towns or villages or the boundaries of international countries. No? So that has to be kept within the UN. And that's why we are trying to focus on the quality of the data specifically. And at this moment, in the areas of operations of the peacekeeping missions. So mainly in Africa, Middle East, some parts of Latin America. So that's where we are focusing on a specific data quality. We are also contributing to OpenStreetMap. And we are adding, or we are trying to add quality data and also the density of the data of over those areas as well.
Yeah. And if I may, I would like to add some example from the Mapping Agency of Japan. So in the case of National Mapping Agency of Japan, we think the vector tile as a kind of new format for dissemination. So we provide our data, our quality control data as a shapefile as of now, but we need to add some additional format. That is the vector tiles. So we already have some procedure for quality control before we change to the vector tiles. So that is the idea from the mapping agency. Thank you.
Thank you. And we still have a 5 minutes. Is it okay?
So to what zoom level do you generate the tiles?
Excuse me.
Zoom level.
Zoom level. Yes, yes. The maximum zoom level is, as far as I remember, is maybe 14. 14. Yes. I started from 15, but I thought 14 is enough. Yeah.
Is there any questions? I see none. Okay. If you have any questions. Oh.
Project among our, member state and UN, that how we can really benefit to the public organization of the mapping agency of the countries and so on and so forth. For those who are actually working closely with the national mapping agency, particularly for the developing countries mapping agency, please just share that this is a new technology that we are very much happy to be support and assist together with the GSI Japan, so that we can actually work together and also building together and train them, but also continuously transfer the technology to the developing country. This is one of our also important purpose.
Thank you. So is there any questions to him? See none. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Okay.